Number 970. Riddle me a riddle. An introductory note. To the gentleman I spoke with at yesterday's lecture on the making of Citizen Kane, please know that I wish you a successful operation later this week. Refuah Shlema, a speedy recovery. KFS. For more years than I can remember, my typical workout uniform has consisted of a pair of gray fleece sweatpants, thick-soled deep black Skechers, and an Obama-Biden t-shirt from the 2000 presidential election emblazoned with the slogan, "Yes, we can." Back in 2008 and on through 2012, the t-shirt garnered quite a few thumbs-up gestures from my fellow gym rats. After Trump's victory in 2016, few people seemed to be bothered by the shirt's sweaty message. During the pandemic years, I began noting a growing number of thumbs-down and even middle-fingers salutes. Now that we've reached 2024, I'm beginning to consider putting my beloved workout shirt into the back of my dresser drawer. It's gotten that bad. And I live in one of the few bright blue counties in Florida. As I write these words, we are a few hours away from the first figures hitting the airwaves from snowy, blowy Iowa, where the nation's first caucuses will be winding up. Whatever meteorological kinks and curves will be thrown into the final tally is beyond anyone's comprehension. Suffice it to say that even if, as expected, there will be a lot of citizens remaining home hunkering close to the fireplace, Donald Trump will emerge victorious. But regardless of the final statistical count, it is highly likely that Trump's victory won't provide him with as much of an electoral slingshot into the New Hampshire primary as he might have expected even a week ago. A week ago, network reporters blanketed Iowa, asking voters if, regardless of the non-electoral challenges currently facing Donald Trump, that they would vote for him. The answers were overwhelmingly positive. Most of those interviewed by members of the national media proclaimed that they would vote for Trump because they trust him, think he is far, far better than anyone else for the economy, knows how to handle world affairs far, far better than Joe Biden, and know that he will be the one person who can keep the United States from a second civil war. Unlike voters in past elections, these Republicans aren't voting for their candidate because of any specific policy proposals, for indeed, outside of pardoning the J6 hostages, dismantling the DOJ and FBI, and seeking retribution against anyone and everyone who has ever made their avatar's life a living hell, there are no policies. The Trump MAGA campaign is well on its way toward becoming the most negative one in at least the past century. Instead of past memorable slogans such as "National Unity, Prosperity, Advancement," that's Teddy Roosevelt, 1904, "Happy Days Are Here Again," Franklin Roosevelt, 1932, "The Buck Stops Here," Truman, 1948, "A Time for Greatness," JFK, 1960, and the aforementioned "Yes, We Can," Obama, 2008. What do we have in 2024? It's "Let's Finish the Job" for Joe Biden and either "Make America Great Again" or "I Am Your Retribution" for Donald Trump. This pretty much says it all about as much bipolarity as the Yankees and the Dodgers, the Hatfields and the McCoys, the Jets and the Sharks, or, to put my head on the chopping block, between those who act and those who merely react. One of the most telling differences between the nation's political approaches was just summed up in a recently released Florida Atlantic University poll, which asked the state's voters what personality trait they value the most in a presidential candidate. Empathy was dead last at 4%, What's worse is that since the survey's margin of error was plus or minus 3 percentage points, the true share of people who most want empathy could be close to zero. Among Democrats, it's integrity, which was the top choice by far, 51%, followed by leadership, 20%, intelligence, 13%, stability, 9%, and empathy, 8%. Among Republicans, the top choice was leadership at 56%, followed by integrity, 34%, intelligence, 7%, stability, 3%, and empathy, nothing. Go ahead, start fearing for the future of the United States. The Trump campaign, consisting of he who my friend Alan Wald refers to as the orange blob, and said blobs, two sons, are proclaiming over and over again that nothing, absolutely nothing, has been accomplished on Joe Biden's watch, while in comparison, everything was just hunky-dory during the days of the Trump administration. The litany of accomplishments which Don Jr., and Eric endlessly stress is that during the Trump administration, there were, quote, no wars, no terrorist attacks, both inflation and gas prices were much lower, American leadership was respected around the globe, God was in his heaven and all was right with the world. Sorry, Mr. Browning. But since Biden became president of the United States, for those who accept this lie, which a majority of Republicans do not, inflation has gone through the roof, thus wreaking havoc on most retirees' retirement account. The price of gas and food has skyrocketed, and wars abound all over the world. Most, if not all, of these claims can be disproven. They are both factually and morally incorrect. Take just a few of these factually absurd claims. In a recent Fox News town hall forum in which Donald Trump held center stage, as opposed to being on the debate stage, he asserted, quote, we had no terrorist attack at all during my 4 years. I had no wars. I'm the only president in 72 years. I didn't have any wars. For those who want to learn about precisely what did occur during his 4 years in the White House, check out the following Washington Post article. And then, too, there is the Donald Trump Jr. claim that there's not a, quote, single metric by which anyone is better off now than they were 3 years ago. Say what? 3 years ago, January 2021, was the deadliest month of the pandemic up to that point. Around 80,000 people died from complications connected to COVID-19 that month alone. CDC data shows that in the week ending the 9th of January 2021, 25,974 deaths were recorded. For the week ending the 9th of December 2023, that figure was 1,614. In January of 2021, the unemployment rate stood at 6.3%. By last month, that number was 3.7%. I took a break from completing this essay and went back to researching a clinical trial on a new device to be used for people diagnosed with stage 1 diabetes mellitus caused by inherited factors. Without getting into the specifics of this trial, for they are proprietary, I became rather excited about the prospects of effectively dealing with this costly killer. Then it dawned on me, one of the greatest things the Biden administration has accomplished since he took office was the drastic lowering of the price of insulin for millions of people suffering from diabetes, believe it or not, which MAGA Republicans definitely do not. Since 2023, drug manufacturer Eli Lilly, with a major push from both the Biden White House and a divided Congress, has lowered the price of insulin by 77.0%, which can mean the difference between life and death for those who suffer. And yet the Biden campaign has just begun talking about this supreme accomplishment, thus permitting Trump and his MAGA strategists to continue convincing their cult members, many of whom suffer from diabetes, that Biden has accomplished virtually nothing. These folks know nothing about all the infrastructure programs the Biden-Pelosi-led Democrats have passed, which will create hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of good-paying jobs in the private sector. But again, the MAGA Trumpsters refuse to cede a single accomplishment to Biden or the Democrats. Why? Because if they do, it might lose them a couple of votes. Outside of having a boatload of personal grievances for which he seeks redress, Donald Trump has no platform. Oh, he is still running on building his wall along America's southern border, repealing the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, drill baby drill, and hinting at having the U.S. leave NATO. If all of this sounds like the Trump platform from 2016 and 2020, that's because it is, despite the fact that many things have changed during the first 3 years of the Biden administration. According to a recent Citibank report, quote, total gross crude and other liquid exports hit a record 11.128 million barrels per day more than the total output of either Russia or Saudi Arabia. Citi energy analysts wrote on March the 1st, quote, the U.S. net crude imports fell to lows not seen since the 1950s. According to a recent report from KFF, formerly known as the Kaiser Family Foundation, quote, Republican voters are far less interested than Democrats in hearing the candidates talk about the health care law, according to new polling data. Only 32% of self-identified Republican voters think it's very important for candidates to talk about the future of the Affordable Care Act, the poll shows, compared to 70% of Democrats. Moreover, opposition to Obamacare is a loser with independents, for 62% viewed the law favorably. And according to the Center for Economic Policy and Research's founder and lead economist Dean Baker, quote, we now have the greatest economy ever. I'm saying that because President Biden won't. And everyone knows damn well that if Donald Trump was in the White House and we had the same economic situation, he would be boasting about the greatest economy ever all the time. Every Republican politician in the country would be touting the greatest economy ever, and all of the political reporters would be writing stories about how the strong economy will make it difficult for the Democrats to beat Trump in the next election. These are neither lies nor fabrications, unless you are a MAGA devotee who fully believes that Donald Trump is the second coming. Those who are willing to read facts instead of ingest opinions will find it terribly difficult to understand how the Trump minions can swallow such bilge. One possible reason is that they are just plain stupid and uneducated. Sorry to be so damnably nasty and seemingly superior, but that's just the way I understand things to be. So riddle me this riddle. How are progress and a track record of success against the odds ever going to beat retrogression, bald-faced lies, and a storied past that never truly existed? By working our tails off, going to the polls regardless of the weather or the roadblocks, and redefining the meaning of just who is a patriotic American, America is just too precious for us and for the world to be taken over by the forces of autocracy and bigotry. Yes, there is a plague of victimization alive in this country, a plague that can never be cured through clinical research, for it is a plague created by the victims themselves. Remember, there are just 269 days until voting day, November the 5th, 2024. This is Kurt Franklin Stone.